Welcome to the Perspectives on Healthcare podcast, where members of the medical community from different roles, venues, and locations share their unique perspectives on quality healthcare, its future, and how to improve it. Now, from the Your Keynote Speaker studio in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, here is your host, Rob Oliver.
Thank you, and welcome to another episode of Perspectives on Healthcare. We are continuing the Patient's Perspective Interview Marathon. This is number 9 in the series, and it features an interview with Kathleen Swan. Kathleen is my dad's cousin, so you will hear mention that we are both McCrackens, and she has a fascinating story and some fascinating insights about cancer and about COVID. And she says it way better than I do. So without any more introduction, here is my interview with Kathleen Swan.
Hello, what is your name?
My name is Kathleen Swan.
And Kathleen, where are you from?
I am from Halifax, Nova Scotia.
Wonderful. And Kathleen, you and I have something in common, and that is we are both McCrackens, which it gives our family history, and you are gracious and kind enough to join me today, and I really appreciate that. So thanks for being here.
I am so happy to do this. I'm excited.
You bet. So first question for you is, briefly tell me about yourself and your role in healthcare, please.
Okay. I have always been very healthy. I've never had health issues, never was on medication except for, maybe the rare infection or, broke my leg when I was 10, that type of thing. But two and a half years ago, I started having bladder issues.
Okay.
And really, I ignored it for a long time, tried to explain it by different things and thought, I'll deal with it. Until it got to the point where I was in pain, I ended up going to Emerge and that kind of thing. And because I was, 70 years old almost and very healthy, no medications, they just, they would say, well, it's a UTI and give me antibiotics. And it just kept going on. And during this time, we did a 4-month road trip across Canada over to South Korea through the States. And it was very difficult to deal with. But because I don't like complaining, I kind of put up with it. When I came back, then I started really pushing to get some answers. And I discovered after a year it took, and I finally saw a urologist who told me that I had bladder cancer. I ended up going into hospital and having a radical cystectomy, which means removing the bladder, and a urostomy and the whole works. And that was, I had some complications and that was very traumatic, but that really has been my only, I would say, negative health issue in my life. So I haven't had a lot of experience with healthcare except for having my 5 children.
Okay. I'm just going to say this right here and now. You're like, I just had bladder cancer and it was just that. That's, you say that as though it was no big deal. It's a big deal. It's your willingness to talk about that and share is something I appreciate. And let me say, not ever having given birth to anyone. I don't say this from experience, but I will also mention the fact that being a mom and giving birth to five children is no small feat in itself either. So your experience, while you may feel that it's limited, it is definitely pertinent and relevant, and it's informative. So yeah, that's and I can't imagine being on a 4-month road trip where you've got this continuing uncertainty of having issues and those issues continuing to surface and not being able to find a treatment that goes that addresses them. Did you try to address any of those issues with healthcare outside of Canada while you were traveling, or did you wait until you got home to try and address
it? No, I just waited till I got home. Like, I just kind of dealt with the issues and put up with them. Yeah, I did spend some time in the US and also a month in South Korea, but it wasn't like, I just never considered trying to do anything there.
Yeah. Okay. It's so difficult with, you know, my wife, her expression is suck it up, buttercup, right? Like, just like, don't be a pansy, stop complaining. And you just go.
Yeah. Right?
So, and, that is, while that is an admirable attitude in many circumstances, in your circumstance, if you had just continued to suffer in silence, that could have been potentially fatal. Am I right in that?
Yes. Yeah, definitely.
Okay. Got it. Have you met any healthcare heroes along your journey? People that are doing it right?
Oh, yes, for sure. I ended up being without a physician, without a doctor for several months. And we were able to get in with a doctor, a Nigerian man who had been practicing in England for 10 years. And he came to Halifax, and he was very, very good with getting information and doing his best. But because of COVID, things were shut down. He tried to get me an appointment with a urologist. Just didn't, you know, I got no response from her. Anyway, he was great. He was very good, and he was knowledgeable, and he would suggest different, you know, trying different options. He was very good. But I would have to say my all-time healthcare hero, it was my surgeon, Dr. Ross Mason, an amazing, amazing man, who made me feel like I was a human being that mattered, and that he realized I had been on hold for a long time, and he was going to fast track this through and get things done.
Yeah.
And from I saw him until I had my surgery was maybe 6 weeks.
Okay. Yeah, big shout out to Ross.
He was amazing. Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm glad to hear that you've got people who are doing things right. And I also want to mention something else that came up in there. And that is the fact that COVID did not stop people from having cancer. Mm-hmm. And COVID didn't stop people from being pregnant, and COVID didn't stop people from, I mean, it may have limited some of the physical activity, but, you know, it didn't stop people from breaking their legs or getting hurt in any way. And as much as we were socially isolated during COVID, there was still other issues beside COVID that needed treatment. Does that make sense to you?
Yes, I totally agree with that. And I found that very frustrating that at times, because it seemed like, you know, it's COVID, so we can't do it, you know. there were certain people who would say, well, you know, we can't, it's, there's a pandemic. We can't do this. We can't do that.
Right.
But
yeah,
I was fortunate.
Yep. I forgot his name, but your Nigerian doctor who was able to get things put together so that you could get your treatment, even in the midst of a pandemic, you know, kudos to him as well.
Yeah. That was Dr. Akindele.
All right. Wonderful. So we've got two healthcare heroes from you. I appreciate that. What does quality healthcare mean to you?
Oh boy, that's a big subject. But I think quality healthcare means that I can access healthcare when I need it, that I can reach a doctor when I need to, or I can get into Emerge when I need to. And those were some issues that I ran into that really were very frustrating. You know, sitting in Emerge for 7.5 hours, that type of thing and I think that healthcare needs to be more accessible.
Okay. What does that mean to you for healthcare to be accessible?
Being able to see a doctor without having to wait weeks for an appointment, being able to go into Emerge and have somebody assess what is happening and give me access to the treatment that I need. Even being able to, you know, having somebody that I can talk to ask questions, even if I don't need to see them. But often, like, it would be, okay, well, you can talk to the doctor, you know, next week at this date, he will call you. You know, that was very frustrating.
Yeah, I would imagine so. So tell me, what is one thing that you wish your medical providers understood about you?
Huh. Well, I hate going to doctors. I hate complaining. So when I do go to a doctor, I will try and be pleasant and downplay my symptoms, which is a stupid thing to do, but so I just wish that they kind of could see that I'm not just there for nothing, but I'm having a hard time really expressing what my problem is. And if they would maybe ask questions that would bring things out. I know they're not God, and I realize that.
Right. Let me just want to kind of ask a question about something that you're in Canada, mm-hmm. and you were talking about the accessibility of healthcare and not having to wait weeks to get in to see a doctor. Is that prevalent in the Canadian system where there is a delay between? Okay, can you talk to me a little bit about that?
Yeah. Now, my doctor, Dr. Akindele, I don't ever have to wait more than 2 weeks, and it's usually a week before I will get in to see him. My daughter Joanne, who has children who have health issues, she will call her doctor, and it will be 6 weeks before they can get in. You know, and if you have the flu, or if you have a bad sore throat, waiting 6 weeks really isn't a good option. And that I found when my mom was living, to try and get her an appointment for an issue would be, you know, at least 3 or 4 weeks. And by then the issue is often past,
right,
or has developed into something else.
Sure. Let me just say, that's not completely a symptom of just the Canadian health system. there are times with my physical medicine and rehab doctor, my spinal cord doctor, that it will literally be months before I can be seen. And she's good. She says, if you're having an emergency, give me a call, and you know, they'll get me in within 24 to 48 hours, but you have to kind of circumvent the system in order to make that happen.
Yeah.
So, yep. All right. Last question for you. What is one thing medical professionals can start doing today to improve the quality of healthcare?
I would say that if they could start looking at, like, recognizing that people are different, like one patient that comes into your hospital will be markedly different from the previous patient you just saw. They will have different personalities. They will express themselves differently, or maybe not even express themselves very well. And I think if there was a little bit more time available that they could talk to a patient, they could draw them out and get a lot more information. Just kind of recognizing that different people have different personalities and ways of expressing themselves.
Yeah, everyone is different. And it's interesting to me because, I look at this from a disability perspective, and every spinal cord injury is different. You know, it's at a different place, a different completeness, and then you add to that the fact that every person has a different personality. And so some people are, where they are in coping with their disability or whatever it is, it's all, people are unique and people are different. Listen, Kathleen, thank you so much for being here. I appreciate you, and I appreciate your perspective on healthcare.
Thanks for listening to Perspectives on Healthcare. Visit perspectivesonhealthcare.com to learn more about Rob Oliver or to subscribe so you never miss an episode. If this podcast was valuable, we'd appreciate a review on iTunes. Or if you tell a friend or coworker about the show, that would be helpful too. Join us again next time for more Perspectives on Healthcare.